We've got Bob on the line at 308-8867. Hey, Bob, how you doing today?
Good, good.
What can we price for you today, Bob?
I guess you guys are answering everything except gardening questions, so
no.
I got a math question for you.
You got a math question?
Well, not really, but
okay.
Yesterday I vacuumed my garden to try to get rid of the pigweed. My wife calls it careless weed, and I know it was careless of me to let it all go to seed. But
yeah.
But I'm wondering...
You vacuumed it out to try to get the seed?
Yeah, I took the shop back out there and tried to suck up some of those seeds.
Well, those seeds are mighty tiny. Yeah, well, that may help.
Get some.
Those seeds are very tiny.
Yeah, the problem is you...
There's a million of them.
Yeah, there's a million, and all you need is seven or eight.
Yeah.
Well, I vacuumed a million, but there's 8 or 10 million left out
yeah.
there. So what do I do? Anything?
Yeah, when you plant this spring, after you go ahead and till those in, I guess.
Yeah.
Or if you are not, if you do, you, have you got a raised bed garden?
No, it's not.
It's in the ground. It's just a ground garden.
Right, right.
Okay, then till it up real good. And then after you plant everything, put about a 3 to 4 inch mulch on there.
In between rows,
leaves,
live oak leaves
livings.
Are my favorite. Yeah.
Okay.
Then that stuff, those seeds won't be able to germinate and come up.
You'll have a few maybe come up in the row. You just
they'll be easy to
yank.
Out, yeah.
Okay. There's no pre-emergent or.
And that, you know the problem with pre-emergence in a vegetable garden is that they're developed for use in huge fields, and so corn has a separate pre-emergent from coal crops, and you just they don't work in a vegetable garden.
And I guess you can't spray any weed killer on there because it gets your vegetables too, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But like I'm saying, they're very simple. All weed seed are... Now, nuts edge is a different thing.
Yeah.
It'll come through 4 inches of concrete. But as long as you, if you're dealing with pigweed and stuff like that, if you just put that mulch on there and keep maintaining at least a 3-inch level of mulch, you'll notice that the only pigweed that comes up or careless weed is the stuff next to the plants where the mulch is not that deep.
Yeah.
Because they can't. It's impossible for them to germinate. There's no light.
Okay.
If they can't get light, then most of the time they rot.
Yeah.
And so that's about the only way to control those things.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll give that a try then.
All right. Good luck to you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. You take care.